At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Hour one, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. And this Wednesday, a lot of topics to dive into. The play-in games. How much celebrating do you do after you've won a play-in game? Also, Fritzy pays tribute to one of the great comedians of our time, Gilbert Gottfried. He's been doing his impersonation most of the morning. You want to give the audience a sample of the great comedian who passed away yesterday, Gilbert Gottfried.
Explain something to me. A play-in game, it's not a playoff game. You got to win one. Sometimes you got to win twice. If you lose, you win again, you play. They didn't win the championship. They're not even three rounds away from the finals. And they're celebrating. The Prince is rolling over in his grave with the way they were acting. I don't get it.
All right. Thank you, Todd. If you're watching on Peacock, you got to see the facial expressions of Fritzy.
You got to scrunch your face, yes, and that yes. helps with the sound and a voice.
Yes, the late, great Gilbert Gottfried passed away. Welcome to the show, already in progress. This is what we've had for the last half hour, where Fritzy, you walk by and he's doing his impersonation. We'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Your phone calls are welcome. We say hello to those watching on Peacock. Download the app. You can watch for free. And we say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country. We'll talk some football a little bit later on. Mike Florio is likening the Washington Commanders to the Godfather. Marlon Brando and company. Florio will join us coming up a little bit later on. We'll look at what's going on with the Lakers as far as who could be the next head coach. And is Russell Westbrook just in denial? All of that forthcoming, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. By the way, make sure you check out all the new T-shirts we have. Great T-shirts at danpatrick.com, including a few celebrating some of the greatest dynasties we've ever seen. I don't know if we make a Minnesota Timberwolves T-shirt, you know, a play-in champion T-shirt here. What do you think, Seton?
Play-in game winner, since they...
Who is the greatest play-in game player of all time?
Oh, Kyrie.
Kyrie, right? Or the field?
Yeah, I would think it's Kyrie, who was wonderful last night. So it'd be the, what would be the award, though? Because it's the
most outstanding play-in player, the Mop-In.
Mop-In, okay. Okay. Speaking of Kyrie, the Nets defeated my Cavaliers last night. You know what's great about last night? And I was watching this, but, you know, these are teams that I do watch during the year. Darius Garland, you got a chance to see him last night. And nobody is watching the Cavaliers. You got a chance to see Darius Garland. He's the real deal. He's a great player. And he was on display last night. Got overshadowed by Kyrie, but Kyrie was great. Also, if you watched the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards is a man. When he's out there, he looks like he should be playing linebacker. He is, and he plays like he should be playing linebacker. He's a really exceptional player as well. And that's what I love when you get a chance to watch these players, because a lot of times you'll just see a highlight or two and you don't get to watch them. You know, national TV, you get a chance to be on center stage, and I like that, that you get these opportunities that you probably normally wouldn't be watching these teams play. But Edwards is a star, and Darius Garland is the real deal there. You know, you had a Brooklyn team at home. I think they were favored by 8.5 or 9. And this is their MO. They can score. They can open up a big lead. Then they sort of let you creep back. And I thought the Cavs were down by 20. And I thought, man, can they come back to make it at least interesting? And they did. You know, Kyrie had a perfect night almost. He had 34. KD looked wonderful. And, you know, you're going against a Cavs team that didn't have one of their better players in Jared Allen, the former Brooklyn Net. And now you got the Celtics coming up. You just can't afford to take your foot off the accelerator. They feel like they're the favorites to win the East. But, you know, they got a long, long road here. And they have to outscore you. They're not going to stop you defensively. It's going to be, can we score enough to beat you? And Brooklyn ends up winning. We got a couple of comments after the game, including, here's Bruce Brown. In case you didn't know, he's with the Nets, might be their third best player. And he was talking about playing the Boston Celtics, and this is what it sounded like.
You guys obviously faced them a few weeks ago. What do you think the biggest key is to slowing the Celtics down?
I mean, we can't let Tatum get 50. Now they don't have Robert Williams, so they have less of a presence in the paint. And we could attack Al Horford and Tice. So them not having Robert Williams is huge.
Okay, if you didn't hear those comments, the headline had to be, you know, Bruce Brown calls out the Celtics. Here is Kevin Durant. Now, he comes in after Bruce Brown. He hears about what Bruce Brown is saying about the Celtics, and here is Kevin Durant.
Yo, what did Bruce Brown say when he got up here? He said something I ain't like. Somebody just told me. All right, man. That's caffeine probably talking. Take some before the game. They got... Them two dudes, you can do the same stuff. It ain't going to be that easy, I'll tell you that.
Okay, I don't think what Brown said was inflammatory. I think it's how it's reported. All he was saying is, I mean, he gave you sort of the scouting report. Can't let Tatum go off. They don't have their best big man, and they're a little bit vulnerable in the paint.
Burn. That's a burn, Dan.
Yeah, wow. Really called him out there.
I mean, who is he to say that they can't let Jason Tatum score 50?
Yes, Marv.
Kevin Durant smacking his teeth is the best part about it.
Yeah. He's like, you know?
Because now it's bulletin board material, quote unquote.
But I wonder how Durant, the message was relayed to Kevin Durant, like, oh, man, you got to hear what Brown said out there. What'd he say? He called out the Celtics. Yes, Todd.
It wasn't trash talking or anything, but I don't know if you have to reveal the game plan. As obvious as it might be, who they're going to go after is with Williams not in there. I had more of a problem with he was getting into details as to who they're going to go, you know, that they can kind of go after now that Williams is out.
It's not like he was diagramming plays. he just said, I'm not even playing in the game. And I would say, well, you can't let Tatum go for 50. And they don't have their big man. That helps us if we go in because they don't have Williams. He's out. Like, that's not crazy
but
stuff.
But he mentioned specific players, two other guys that they're going to go after.
Yeah.
I kind of just want Todd to say everything is Gilbert Gottfried. I'm sorry.
Don't rile up your opponent. They're already motivated. You don't need to give them anything else.
Yes, Paul.
Being the third best player on the Nets is like being the third man on the moon. It's like nobody nationally knows who you are.
Well, they do now.
Yeah.
Bruce Brown.
Bruce Brown.
Even his name is plain.
And then I thought, oh my, wait, is that the former Sixer head coach, Bruce Brown? And I thought, all right, this guy's getting a little bit of publicity. Yes. He,
even when you Google Bruce Brown's name, Kevin Durant comes up first. That's how famous or known Bruce Brown is.
Yeah. This program brought to you by Callaway. The Chrome Soft isn't just better for the best players. It's better for everybody. In fact, I'm going to take advantage of that Chrome Soft a little bit later on today as I go out and try to play nine holes. You get a great, great golf ball, and it's a tour performance for every type of game. Find yours today at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. And then you have the Minnesota Timberwolves. They won, and boy, did they celebrate. This is this was the final call on the Timberwolves radio network as they defeat the L.A. Clippers.
Beverly's got it. He'll dribble it out of the corner. The horn will sound. And for just the second time in the last 18 years, the Timberwolves are headed to the postseason. Anthony Edwards, Patrick Beverly up on the scorer's table. They are pumped up and win this one going away 109-104.
Paulie, would you check on the parade route for the Timberwolves? Yeah, when does that start?
Yeah, that's a noon start, 47
noon,
degrees.
Noon start.
Nice day.
Well, as you might expect, the NBA crew on TNT had some fun at the expense of the Timberwolves celebration.
There's one festive joint up there right now. I'll tell you that right now.
You know what I miss?
I miss
after that celebration, them players. We are the champions.
We need one shot and moment.
Damn.
Yo, if their coach takes off his shirt in the locker room, ain't no water on him.
Hey, man, I want to.
They do a little too much.
Right, Kyle.
We are the champions.
Yo, you got guys crying.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for another great year.
Yeah,
we just did it.
That was the quickest playoffs we've ever had.
Wait a minute.
Crying.
Man.
They were kissing babies.
Damn.
The last time the Timberwolves advanced to the playoffs was 2004. Social media hadn't even been invented yet. So you've only made one playoff in the last 18 years. I'm okay with them celebrating.
What?
I mean, okay, I look at it this way. It's a sliding scale. It's a sliding scale. If we won the Sports Emmy after being nominated, this is our fifth year in a row, then we would celebrate. We celebrate when we get nominated. You know, Bob Costas doesn't celebrate when he gets nominated. He's like, yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, Seton.
Patrick Beverly was crying.
Well, because he beat the Clippers.
So what?
And the Clippers kicked him to the curb. They sent him to Memphis. Then he ends up in Minnesota. And, you know, so he had a rivalry with them.
He was crying.
I think it was his payback for the Clippers. So I get that. That's emotional for him because that used to be his team. Now, does Patrick Beverly think a little more of himself than he should? Yeah. But I understand that, you know, he beat the Clippers. He was happy to send their rear ends back to Los Angeles, as he said. He actually said that to the bench. Yeah, Marv.
Is this like North Carolina beating Duke? Like, look, we don't even care if we lose a national title game. We beat the Clippers.
Maybe. Well, I don't think Minnesota is thinking about playing for a national championship. But they kicked the Clippers to the curb. They haven't celebrated in a while. You know what? We don't celebrate enough in this world. Mm. That's my New Year's resolution. It was to celebrate a little more. This is a little celebration there.
It really was your?
Yes.
Okay.
That was my New Year's resolution, to celebrate a little more. And you had players last night, teams last night, that celebrated just a little more. I don't think the Nets celebrated, but Minnesota, I understand it. I mean, those fans have waited for something to cheer for, and now you have a pretty good nucleus there. Did they go overboard? Yeah. But they haven't been in that situation before. Any of those players won anything before? And the answer is no. I don't even think in college they have.
Patrick Beverly's been there for like 5 months.
I know. But he's a former Clipper. How long has he been a former Clipper?
I get it.
That's a couple of years. And once again, he got kicked to the curb. Yeah, Paulie.
I think your sliding scale works there because it's been so long and you haven't done anything. They're having some fun. They're young guys who celebrate. Like if they were 33 years old, a bunch of 33-year-olds have been in the league a long time, they're not celebrating.
I liked it. I mean, we don't know the value of the play-in games. You know, you're sort of watching, and it's like the first four in March Madness where you go, congratulations? And that's what I thought last night. If Cleveland had beaten the Nets, that would have been a really big deal for Cleveland. And Minnesota getting the win against the Clippers, celebrate. Yeah, celebrate. You know, you can't say act like you've been there because they haven't been there before.
So if they get bounced out in the next round,
yeah,
is this a successful run for them?
Yes. Yes. They made the playoffs. That's a good little nucleus they have there. I mean, they had 23 wins last year. They have 46 this year. Celebrate. And they've had that one moment with Kevin Garnett where they went to the Western Conference Finals. Other than that, haven't celebrated too much. Yeah, Marv.
Should Minnesota start boarding up their windows if they come even remotely close to winning the first round playoff series?
You know what? You might be onto something there. might have to batten down the hatches there.
That'd be so funny if some of the like local businesses started doing that. Just to be smart. Like the deli, we're closed.
Yeah. Like what's going on? Timberwolves, if they beat Memphis, all bets are off. Seton, what's the poll question today?
Well, we could go with the T-Wolves celebration.
Well, what do you want to? What's the question you want to ask?
Was their celebration justified? It's from Todd Fritz. Absolutely. It's only their second playoff appearance in 18 years. Or what do you think? It's a freaking play-in game, dude.
Yeah, Paulie.
I'm on the Timberwolves website. There's no play-in game champion t-shirts anywhere.
Hey,
they're sleeping.
Did we make up Memphis Grizzlies
Summer League
champion t-shirt?
Those sold fast.
Yes. As you go down the hallway towards the big German, that t-shirt is there. We celebrated the Memphis Grizzlies. So we celebrated small things.
We'll do a Timberwolves shirt with a Timberwolves with a big W in the middle. The W is huge for win. All they do is win playing games.
What other poll questions do you have, Seton?
Well, I was workshopping one based off of my breakfast in that what is the most underrated flavor of bagel, but...
Oh, no, we can't do that to Todd. Because then we bring in the onion bagel.
I do get a little riled up.
Yeah.
But I am curious what people think about that. There are many underrated bagels, including pumpernickel.
Because I was having a sesame seed bagel, and I was like, dang, this is good. It was real good. And then I checked a list of the ranking worst to best bagel flavors.
Wait, well, hold off. Hold off on that. All right? I got to take a break. Because I'm going to keep people in their cars.
After the break.
After the break, we're going to... Seton will reveal the worst to best bagel flavors.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's a tease you never thought you'd make.
Yeah.
You're going to be stunned where Poppy landed.
All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls always welcome. We'll settle on a poll question. Mike Florio a little bit later on. We'll also check in on the Lakers with what is the next step here. And I've been saying this after listening to Russell Westbrook. He is in denial. You got to take a little bit of blame here, bud. And you're not. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. I mentioned I'm going to play a little golf later today. My buddy Jeff and, we both play Callaway. So obviously we've got game. And then I'll have the Chrome Soft. Got the golf balls there. Chrome Soft X provides excellent spin consistency. Tour level short game control. Finally, the Chrome Soft XLS gives you lower spin golf ball on longer shots, firmer feel, but still that high spin around the greens. They've thought about everybody when it comes to these golf balls because the Chrome Soft family has the best tour performance for every type of performance. And right now, every Chrome Soft is enhanced with precision technology. So they use design techniques, manufacturing specifications up to 1/1000th of an inch. That ensures the highest quality, most consistent, fastest golf balls possible. Add it all up and it's simple. Chrome Soft is better for the best and better for everybody. Find out which Chrome Soft is right for you at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change, things change, people change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
15 days away from the NFL draft. Paulie's excited. We have a reason to watch the first 13 picks because, well, another reason, because Paulie has a bet, and that is that Kenny Pickett will be taken, or maybe another quarterback in the top 13, and the over-under is 13.5. Paulie saw where Mel Kiper has Malik Willis going to Carolina.
New mock draft out.
Have you seen what Mel said?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Mel's the guru. Mel's the expert.
Yes.
He has him number in his current mock draft, number 6 to the Carolina Panthers, Malik Willis from Liberty. And the reason is you got Sam Darnold for one more year in a contract. That contract is over. Let Sam Darnold play it out, and then Malik Willis, step on up.
It could end up in Detroit because you have the same situation with Jared Goff, where you could have a quarterback come in and sit behind Goff or Sam Darnold and give them that year to develop. And, you know, I think the interesting part is how many quarterbacks take it in the first round. If I said 3.5 is the over-under. Yes, Eden?
I'm wondering where the next quarterback is. In the mock draft.
Oh, in the
Yeah. Are there more than one being taken in the first 13?
Do you have Mel Kiper's top 15 picks, Paulie?
I got the whole first round.
Oh, okay.
With the where do you think he thinks Kenny Pickett of Pitt is going to?
Do I think he has him in the top 15?
Yes.
I'll say no.
You're correct. He has him going number 20 to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. You know who he likens him to? You know the comp? The comparison for Kenny Pickett?
Is it player comp season?
Yes, it already is.
Ooh, that's hot.
Okay. You guys want to guess the former quarterback that Mel has Kenny Pickett with similar traits? This guy.
Former.
Yeah. I don't even know if he was drafted. Oh. Don't know if he was drafted. Yeah, Paul.
Tony Romo.
Tony Romo's right.
Ooh. Wow. Well, that's a great hint you gave.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Garrett Wilson, the Ohio State wide receiver, the comp, great receiver, even greater because he does it in cold weather. Anybody? Stephon Diggs.
Oh.
Stephon Diggs. There is a guy who, his name is Alec Pierce. I don't know who, I think he played for Cincinnati. And his comp, now he's a white wide receiver. His player comp is a former track star who played for a couple of teams and has been a guest on this program.
I feel like we need some music here.
player comp music.
Yeah, right.
Some kind got anything, Marvin? All right.
Perfect.
Yeah, sounds
perfect
good.
Selection.
Sounds familiar.
Yes. Okay.
Former track star.
Former track star. Alec Pierce had a ran a 4.4 40-yard dash and has a 40.5-inch vertical.
Are we sure he's white?
Yeah, that's a good question.
He is white.
Is it Tim DeWite?
No, not Tim DeWite.
Former Iowa guy. Oh, that's a great poll.
Tim the White.
DeWite.
Tim, yeah.
Translates to.
Yeah. Tim DeWite. Tim the White. Anybody want to guess?
Edelman didn't run track.
No. And Edelman wasn't that fast.
Right. Not the little guy from down in...
No, this isn't a little guy.
Scotty Miller?
No, not Gritty Gutty Scholar. No, this is a legit, at his peak, a great wide receiver.
Adam Thielen?
No. Good call. Paulie?
Chris Collinsworth?
No. Jordy Nelson.
Oh.
Jordy Nelson. Alec Pierce of the Cincinnati Bearcats. Let me see if there's anybody else that's interesting here. I love the comps. Now, couldn't you have compared him to somebody other than Jordy Nelson? If he's got a 40.5 vertical, he runs a 4.4 40-yard dash. Couldn't you give me somebody else?
Someone else who's sneaky athletic?
Yeah. Sneaky athletic. No, that's just athletic.
Deceptive speed?
I don't think 4.4. Now, I watched him, and they did talk about him being maybe a second-round pick. You know, he got overshadowed on that Cincinnati team. Sauce Gardner, by the way, I told you he was going to be maybe a top five pick. Mel has Sauce Gardner, I think, going second overall.
Second to the. Now, remember the last time the Lions took a defensive back second overall, passed on some people. Didn't they take Jeff Okuda a couple years ago with the two pick, and there's some quarterbacks sitting out there?
Yeah.
That will not play well in Detroit.
No, they can't afford another whiff.
By the way, I love football players named after condiments. There should be more of them.
Sauce Gardner. He's great. Didn't allow a touchdown. So get ready for that stat on draft night. You know, Sauce Gardner never gave up a touchdown pass. is an entire career at Cincinnati. All right, poll question. We're going to settle on something.
Yeah, and we're going with the Timberwolves celebration.
Okay, all right. All right, Seton, we've waited. I've made people wait in their car. The bagel rankings.
Yes. So
where are the rankings from? I mean, is this a somebody that's credible?
Well, as a matter of fact, no, they're not credible, Dan, because they have the 16 best bagel flavors, and sesame seed is not even on the list.
Oh, yeah, Paul.
Is sesame seed a flavor or a texture of bagel?
Well, they have multigrain on here. Okay. They have poppy seed on here.
All right.
They have a wheat bagel.
Okay.
Their worst bagel flavor, according to them, is salt, which I disagree with.
Okay.
They have plain wheat, rainbow, a French toast bagel. Who the hell ever heard of a French toast bagel?
Sounds great, though.
I never heard of it.
Asiago. That's pretty good. That's good for sandwiches.
All right.
Coming in at number 10 is a blueberry bagel, Dan. Pumpernickel, multigrain, egg, poppy seed, onion bagel. Onion bagel coming in at 5.
Top. Okay, all right.
Number 4 is a chocolate chip bagel.
No.
A cinnamon raisin bagel at 3.
Very underrated.
Number 2.
Go slower.
A garlic bagel, Dan.
Ooh.
Do you want to guess what the number 1 best bagel flavor is, according to Mashed.com?
Paulie?
I know what it is, and I've already got a problem with it. Go ahead.
Okay.
That would be the everything bagel, Dan.
Oh!
That's like all of the above. That can't count. That's not a flavor. It's a conglomeration.
Yeah, but sometimes you get too many tastes in there, too many flavors in there.
Everything bagel, it doesn't have a name of the flavor. It's like saying my favorite team is the NFC East. You can't do that. You got to pick a team. I will go to the mat on this one.
NFC, like my favorite team is the NFC. It's
right.
Incorporating a lot of.
It's the Rob Lowe would have a hat that says bagel. I can't. The hat that's just said NFL. You can't. Everything bagel should be off the board. I'm upset about this.
Well, let me go to our expert, Todd Fritz. Yes, Todd.
I agree with Paulie with that. Think about like a deli sandwich. You don't put like 9 different cheeses like on your sandwiches. You want to get the taste of like that one cheese that you like for that particular meat.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
So, by the way, we should earmark this segment for the Emmy Reel next year.
Next year?
Yeah. Bagel rankings?
Next year.
That's one that's going to push us over the top.
Yes, Paul.
That garlic bagel, I've had that before, and they're pretty fantastic, but the next 2 hours of your life, people do not want to be around you.
By the way, I talked to a former TV executive, like a big-time TV executive yesterday, and he listens to the show, and he goes, he calls me up. This is all he says. Leaves me a message. Hey, it'd be bad for your brand if you guys win the Sports Emmy.
That person is lying to you.
And I said, I know. He goes, are you going to get more mileage out of winning or more mileage out of losing? And I said, we're going to get more mileage if we lose again.
But the tread is running thin on these tires. I don't know how much more mileage we're going to get out of losing.
Susan Lucci, she lost 18 consecutive daytime Emmys.
Theoretically, we've lost 15 years in a row.
Yeah.
So we've done this loser bit already. Let's just stink and win already and ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, but I don't view us as winners.
We don't have to be winners. We just need to win that one damn Emmy.
Are we going to be the Minnesota Timberwolves of the Sports Emmys? Are we going to celebrate like it's the greatest thing that's ever happened in our life? Will there be tears? Will anybody cry if we win the Sports Emmy? Paulie, never. Seton?
Maybe you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the guy talking.
Could be.
Oh, you're not going to make it. You're going to make one of us do the speech.
I know. I'm not going to give the speech.
I guarantee you're going to hand it off to one of us.
Okay. I can't let Todd go up there.
For entertainment value,
I know,
you could.
I know, but I just... Okay, what do we have Todd do if he goes up and we win the Sports Emmy and accepting on behalf of the Dan Patrick Show is Todd Fritz. And then Fritzy goes into his Gilbert Gottfried impersonation.
It's about time to get recognized by the Academy. Thank you.
Wow, I like that.
That was quick, right?
Okay.
Before the lights can start flashing.
But there is no way you get up there without the, hey, I got a Sports Emmy limerick.
There's a very good chance I would probably have a limerick in my pocket.
Okay. Or you're just happy to see me. Either yes, Paulie.
If Todd goes up there, he's going to do 7 minutes.
I know.
That's what he's going to do.
I know. I'd probably have Paulie go up.
Mine will not be entertaining, shocker, but I'll be more like kind of thanking some people, try to remember the people to thank who were part of this before, part of this years ago, part of this now.
Yeah.
So I would do my best to thank a lot of groups.
Do you realize, and I think I've told you this, that I was nominated quite a few times but didn't win as a host. Bob Costas would usually win. I wrote a speech one time, and I had it in a suit pocket for 8 years. And I was going through my pockets, and it went, I want to thank, like, four people were dead who were on the list. And I'm going, oh, my God, I wrote down something. I thought I was going to win. And it was so embarrassing to go, oh, look at this little note that I wrote. And I'd like to thank, and my lovely wife, and my four children. Yes, Paulie.
We've been nominated the past 4 years, and I kind of had my head ready in case you had me do it, or any one of us. But I actually had two people I wanted to not thank, and I had that on my list. And I'm still thinking about doing that.
Wait, are you going to say, and I don't want to thank, and then say who they are?
I'd like to thank, like the people we worked with, DirecTV, all the backroom guys.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. I would like to give no thanks whatsoever to this person,
wow,
who did nothing to help the show.
Wow.
I thought about that.
Okay. Oh. I like that.
Who are you going to say?
I'll give it to you the day after the Emmys.
Are you going to write it down and put it in an envelope?
Sure, I'll do that.
Paulie's famous for doing that. Because he'll go, hey, you watched second season of whatever, or third season? He goes, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to write down how I think it ends. And then he always puts it in an envelope, and then he seals. He puts it on my desk. I go,
then you throw it out.
Then I'm like, what is this? And such and such dies. And I'll go, oh, that's right. Paulie asked me about,
It's the best way to guess something, because then you can't say, oh, that I thought that's what it was going to happen.
Yeah. Like season 3 of Stranger Things. Actually, I think season 4 is coming out. And then Barry with our buddy Bill Hader. I think is he joining us sometime soon?
Yeah, I think sometime in the coming weeks he'll be with us.
Okay, thank you, Todd. Yeah, Bill Hader is, I can't wait for Barry. Yes, Paulie.
I think Ozark is wrapping things up soon with their final episodes. They kind of did half the season and the other half.
Yeah, see.
The Ozarks.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. All right, let me take a break. Well, let's get to Josh in L.A. Hey, Josh, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Hey, guys. 5'10", soon-to-be dad, bod, 190.
Okay.
First of all, I live in L.A., and we don't care about bagels nearly as much as people in the East Coast seem to. I can only name, like, two or three actual bagel places here. So are bagels regional, or are they actually that great?
Well, I think they're just great in New York. It's like pizza in New Haven, Connecticut. It's just great there. There's certain pockets where certain things stand out. And it might be the water, but it's a focal point of being in New York City, having a bagel. Because you'll find this, like Italian restaurants in New York, and then you'll find somebody who moves to Florida, and then they go, oh, we got an unbelievable Italian restaurant here. Well, it's probably a guy who was in New York or family in New York that decided to open one up. We got an unbelievable Italian restaurant here in Palm Springs. Chances are the guy's probably from New York. Yes, Eaton?
Plus, I'm not sure that many carbs are allowed within LA County.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Why do you eat so much bread? You're going to get fat.
What's with those carbs?
Fritzy, did you ever hear from those women that when we were at Big Dean's in Santa Monica, did you ever hear from anybody?
I did not.
Like your impersonation of the girl that night?
I got a lot of social media positive things, not from that specific nuclear family of those two sisters or their parents or whatever, but a lot of people seem to appreciate the
not gonna sleep
the impersonation.
With you.
Oh, my God. When you were holding court and I just walk by and I hear her talking, like, she doesn't understand who you are.
We're not hooking up. You're overweight and bald. The hair you do have is old gray. You could be my grandfather. All right. Just wanted to chat and say hi. I don't know. I'm just sitting here having my Coke and a hamburger. What?
Yeah.
You're trying to take me back to hotel.
There's 40 guys. There's 5 girls. And the 5 women are surrounding Todd.
Who am I going to hang out with? Dylan and Ariel? I could see them any day in Milford. I'm out in Santa Monica with an attractive girl. I'm married. Nothing's going to happen. I'm just talking.
There could have been, name somebody, a big-time star there.
It wouldn't have mattered.
And it would not have mattered.
Hall & Oates and Billy Joel and Run DMC could have all walked in and said, hey, guys. Maybe I would have looked up for a second and said, hey, guys.
Yeah. And then you're so good at small talk. You captured their imagination, Ton.
Yeah, then someone, I guess, walked in. Why does that girl have your face on her shirt? Are you guys famous? Why is everyone making a big deal about you? How can you talk sports for 3 hours in a row every day?
In a row.
Yeah, I guess this girl's sister had one of Fritzy's T-shirts, and her boyfriend was a fan.
Grandfather.
Yes, Paul.
Todd will talk to any girl, anywhere, at any time, with any reason. Like, if Todd got pulled over by a female cop, he would keep the conversation going. You know, most people, like, want to talk to the cop and get the cop to give you a warning and get out of there. He'd be like, so do you want to talk to me? You know,
no, he wouldn't want the warning. No, give me a ticket. Yeah. No, I think.
Just it is true.
I see you in court. If I contest this, I see you in court. I'd love to see you in court. How do you get to court?
I was giving blood once, and they were done with me, and I stuck there for another 20 minutes or so because there was a cute girl getting blood taken too.
Let's take a break. Play of the day is up next here.
Oh, negative. Universal donor.
Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
My God.
The play.
The play's called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
We're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Kyrie Irving out top. Moves it left. Brown's got it in the corner in front of the Cav bench. Went to drive. Mobley cut him off. Now backs it out to Durant. Circling back in the pocket to Brown with a floater. No good. Rebound deflected loose. Brown's got it again. Out to Irving. Left wing. Here's a three. It's good for Kyrie. He still hasn't missed.
Kyrie hit a three-pointer to continue his hot start, went 12 of 15 from the floor, best shooting performance in a postseason game, in which he took more than two shots. Was it a postseason game? Because I don't know if these stats are sort of in limbo. Aren't they in a vacuum? That it's not postseason or playoff games, playoff performance, it's play-in games.
They're in the abyss or something. They mentioned on the broadcast, it's not a regular season game, not considered a playoff game. This is just play-in stats.
WFAN, the Nets Radio Network, with our Play of the Day. Play of the Day is brought to you by U.S. News, PC Magazine, Popular Science, and me. We all have one thing in common. We rank SimpliSafe Home Security as the best home security of 2021. To claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with the interactive monitoring, go to SimpliSafeDan.com. Did we settle on a poll question, Seton O'Connor?
We sure did, Dan. We went with, was the Timberwolves celebration last night justified?
Okay.
Right now, 63% of the audience say absolutely.
All right. Good. I like it. Celebrate.
We were just thinking about when the Knicks beat the Hawks for that one game, and they stormed the streets.
Yeah, they had their shirts off.
It was akin to that.
Yeah, but that's different. That's a storied franchise that has won before, and now you're celebrating a win over the Hawks at home. Yes, Marv.
But they've been kind of like the Timberwolves the past 30 years also.
Yeah.
They've had the same amount of success.
Yeah.
Those people that celebrate, they weren't there for Walt Clyde Frazier and Willis Reed.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
But then the Knicks made it even worse going after follically challenged Trae Young. You are bald, whatever they were chanting on top of taxi cabs all over the streets of New York.
Look at you, defending bald guys.
I have to. Someone's got to.
Todd wrote a limerick for a couple. They were going to get married in Dublin. And they asked if Todd could write a limerick for them that the priest or who, I don't know who was the officiant, is that what it's called? The person who was performing the ceremony. And then you hear this woman in this real thick Irish accent. And what did she say as she was leading into that limerick, Todd?
I guess something, Seton should do it because he's got a better Irish accent to pull it off.
She said something like, and as Todd Fritz on the Dan Patrick Show likes to celebrate with a limerick. Mark and Mary met at work,
but
that wasn't all they were doing.
And then at the very end, the guy who was getting married said, thanks, Todd.
He turned sideways. Thank you, Todd.
Speaking of which, Fritzy has a limerick about the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I do.
Okay.
Should I humor you with the Gilbert Gottfried voice of it, or just read it? Only five lines. It'll take like 12 seconds.
Okay, go ahead.
Minnesota, have some shame. That over-the-top celebration was lame. Jumping on tables, getting loud. Throwing jerseys in the crowd. All for winning a play-in game.
I don't know if it sounds like Gottfried.
Something in the ballpark.
It sounds like, Rocky's trainer Burgess Meredith.
I say you can't win, Rock.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
It's Rocky's trainer and Mo the bartender from
that's a great
The
call.
Simpsons. It's a combo of those two.
This guy's a wrecking machine.
Okay. Slow down.
You got to eat lightning and crap.
No, I know. No, we got it. I worry you're going to...
I think I pulled a little...
You're going to explode.
Yeah, I got, like a, got a rib face. Thing going on now.
Don't you have to have a muscle to pull it?
Go back to the docks, kid. You're a loser. I'm not going to train you anymore.
All right. Thank you.
Catch that chicken, you Italian man.
Okay. All right. Zoltan in Florida.
Hey, hello?
Hey.
Hey, DP. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to give you a line for when you win the Emmy.
Oh, okay.
So you just say it and you walk off the stage. You do what The Rock does every time he goes up on TV. You just go, finally, DP has won the Emmy, and you walk off.
Okay. Thank you, Zoltan. Yeah, you got to be humble when you go up there. And plus, it's a tough audience to play to. Yes, Eden.
Can we do the Sally Field? You like me. You really like me.
You can do it if you want.
You like us.
Yeah.
You really like us.
Yes, Paul.
One of my favorite things about, I think it was the second time, I can't keep track, the second time we lost the Emmy, we're down there, we're getting ready to leave. And the great reporter, used to be at ESPN, now at Fox, Tom Rinaldi, who always does the sad stories.
Yes.
He comes walking, he goes, you guys lost. Another loss for the damn, he put his hand on my shoulder, he goes, another loss for the Dan Patrick Show. We started playing piano music,
yeah.
And he was doing the soft voice.
I know.
It's a good bit.
I said, go ahead, Tom. You're used to disasters, tragedies. Why don't you do a piece on us? Clint in Houston. Hi, Clint. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Dan. Hi. 5'10", 259.
All right.
I saw your interview with Harry Higgs and Alex yesterday, and it was just a coincidence. I worked at their country club, 17 years ago. I was a food and beverage director there when they were playing golf all the time. And Harry and Alex came in and play golf every single day, and it's just cool to see that they're still together. Obviously, they're brothers, but Alex played with him side by side every day. And to hear that they're caddies now, I've been following them on the tour a lot. It was good. Harry looks the same as before. Alex obviously has gotten a lot more growing up, obviously. But it was cool to see them on there, and appreciate your show.
You're welcome. Thank you, Clint. Yeah, we enjoyed the Higgs brothers. They played at Augusta. I think he finished 14th, and his brother's his caddy. His brother wore a Meet Friday T-shirt under his caddy bib at Augusta. And it was good. We'll be following them. Yeah, Paulie.
I just hope that Scottie Scheffler, if he becomes the next big thing in golf, will participate in some of these interviews. I saw his caddy did interviews yesterday.
Oh.
But Scott Scheffler is not available.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We'll wait till he wins another major. Mike Florio likens the Washington Commanders to the movie The Godfather. He'll explain. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out hour one. What do U.S. News, PC Magazine, Popular Science, and me have in common? We all ranked Simply Safe Home Security as the best home security of 2021. In fact, U.S. News just named Simply Safe the best home security of 2022. Simply Safe protects your whole home, around the clock, every door, every window, every room, and it's going to probably be less than a dollar a day. You can set it up in around 30 minutes, and it's simple to use. Backed by the best 24/7 professional monitoring in the business. If there's a problem, get ready to dispatch the police, firefighters, or EMTs to your home. And comprehensive set of sensors, cameras, including the all-new wireless outdoor security camera, so you know what's going on inside and outside your home. No long-term contract, no hidden fees. Try it for 60 days, risk-free. If you don't like it, send it back free of charge. Customize the perfect system. Go to simplysafedan.com. Get that free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Simply Safe Dan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.